Podcast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons! Now I know the words!
Hi everybody! Welcome to Enter the Amazon. I'm sorry, I'm used to being Cast Rangers, so Ichi usually hosts.
It's your show, damn it.
I know. Well, hi. So we got the main four here.
The core.
Guy's tired because he just came back from watching an anime movie.
Your name.
No, yep. Your name. No, fuck
my
you.
Name's Lane. Your name is Gar.
Mine's Wyatt, but I go by Noble.
Well, hi, Wyatt.
Wait. That's how you pronounce it?
What did you think it was?
I thought it was Wayat. I'm joking.
Why don't you get way out of here? Yo!
So anyways, this week we're talking about Amazon's Season 2, Episode 3, Persona Non Grata.
What the
Persona!
Fuck?
I can't wait. Can't wait for Amazon's episode Xylophones.
You know they'll have it with a word that has like an E or whatever in front of it.
That's all she wrote.
So yeah, Omega's here, guys.
Yay!
Omega!
Yeah, I'm just like, wow, Haruka, good to see you, buddy. And he's just immediately, like, tries to attack Iyu. And just, Chihiro's like, why are you attacking her? Mamoru wants a girlfriend, so...
She smells like burgers!
I get what Mamoru wants!
McDonald's burgers! Because she's dead and terrible!
And then, out of nowhere, Mizuki...
Like, in full battle gear.
And just, it's so interesting. Like, that she just, like, over these years decided, you know what? I'm gonna stop Amazons. Because Haruka's like, I need to fight, so I'll also fight. And I'll be relevant. And you know what? She's actually cool now. I like that she's more relevant than she was in the first season. Because goddamn, we did not give a shit about her in the first season.
Well, it's not like she's become super complex, and it's just like, yeah, she manned the fuck up, as archaic of a term that is, and Kurosaki just like, here, you can have the HP rounds. If Omega goes squirrely, then she's the one who gets the kill, because she's the foster brother or whatever, or foster sibling.
Yeah, even she, like, takes the high-pressure round or whatever like that, which I'm assuming is
weird. Yeah, it might be, like, Tlaloc gas or whatever, but whatever it is, it's this weird, beepy... awfully phallic-looking device that's supposed to be ammunition, but it looks like a straight-up tiny bomb.
Yeah, and, like, Kurosaki tells Fuku to use it, and
I mean,
he's
it's
just like...
probably a tiny bomb, hence why they can't use it inside the city limits.
That's probably true.
And, like, they have, like, this specific pistol to fire it instead of any of their actual guns.
Yeah.
Only a Bandai exclusive.
Yeah.
And,
the HP round shooter!
Yeah, and Fuku doesn't want to use it because, you know, it's Haruka, and he kind of likes
friends.
Him.
I don't hate you.
But then, like, Mizuki doesn't hesitate to, like, threaten to Haruka with it, so she's just... Haruka's just like, oh, you're gonna use that on me? And she's just like, sit your $5 ass down before I make change! Blow this to you to pieces.
But, like, the funniest thing, though, is that it's still loaded halfway...
Yeah, throughout the entire episode, it's still just loaded, like... That drops wrong. You guys are all screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it is like Talala gas where it will do nothing to humans.
Except for Iyu, and then it's like, well...
Except for Iyu and Chihiro.
Yeah. You know, the people the plot's based on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's just really interesting. Like, it's complete bullshit, and it does nothing but serve the plot for the sake of her character, but like... She's only been doing this for a couple years, but she was the one to survive the extinction of the rest of her team.
To quote Spaceballs, what does that have to do with me? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
There was a real interesting shot where we see a flashback of Haruka at the scene of Iyu's death, because he was the one to take out her father. And, like, you see blood all over the Omega suit. And then, like, it cuts to the guy, and then it cuts back to Haruka, and he's unmorphed. Like, it did no effect or anything. He's just in his civilian clothes, and the blood is in pretty much the same spots as it was on the suit.
Yeah.
Then there was a farther...
Yeah, I like that. That was a very nice touch.
Then there was a farther back flashback where, you know, you see Haruka talking to the dad.
Which I think that was Hojo's actor.
I think so.
I think that's the dad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so apparently Haruka has relations with Yu's dad or whatever, or did, and
well,
like...
Well, I mean, based on what we saw at the end of the first season, his idea has been, like, to take the Amazons away from society and, like, build them their own little utopia.
Amazonia.
So he's probably, like, recruiting Amazons that are still living in society.
Mm-hmm.
Or landscapers.
That's my guess, at least.
Or maybe he's accidentally creating the new Amazons?
Possibly.
Because the dad had, like, the whole weird, like, veiny thing.
Well, yeah, but
Amazons have.
It's become pretty established that the infection is being spread through the water.
No, but they said that it's not contagious through anything. It's from like a source, like from where it originated from.
No, they're saying it's not contagious like through air particles or through any.
It's not an airborne interaction. It's a waterborne virus.
Yeah, so it's spread through the water.
Well, it's just interesting that Kurosaki, whenever, is just like, alright, we need to hunt Haruka down and kill him. And I'm just like, oh alright. Like,
well, I mean, their job is to hunt the Amazons, no matter who they are.
And then, like, Chihiro says, like, oh, I've been assigned to this team, whatever. And Kurosaki's like, what the fuck is this, Amazon daycare? I'm like, ugh. And he's just like,
yes.
Fucking super sassy about it.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes.
My man.
And then, like, Kurosaki's even being, like, an asshole to Mizuki and just being like, oh, so you're the director of the fucking...
Ah, so you're a plot character.
Nozama, a pharmaceutical company. Like, she was a bitch or something. It's like, how do you know, like, you're not working for her or something? And she's like, no, I don't give a shit about my mom. She made me do my homework.
That is a weird thing. We haven't seen anything about her, like, in person.
Well, that's why I like to think that Kano, because in season one he was a double agent. What if he's still doing that?
Maybe he was a triple agent.
He could still be reporting to Director Mizusawa.
Yeah, Director Lady. I wonder if is like President Wheelchair still a thing?
It's been 5 years. We'll be lucky if he's still alive.
I still want him to get fucking pushed out of a window.
You are terrible.
I made a horrible joke on one of the Kamen Rider Facebook groups. It was like, do you think the original Amazon will show up in Amazons? And I'm like, maybe in a cage at the 4C building, and they'll call him Amazon Prime because jokes.
Yep. You know what? I would be down for that.
And they
it was the first Amazon. He was found in the Amazon rainforest. That's why we gave him the name Amazons. We call him Amazon Prime.
Okay.
He's the source of the infection.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, 2 days before he arrived, everyone was getting sick.
Also, they do confirm that Yu is a Sigma-type Amazon. So, even, like, Chihiro's, like, having an argument with Tachibana, just like, oh, I think, like, she's getting her memories back. And he's like, it's nothing to do with amnesia. All the memories are there. She just has no emotion to express them.
Oh, the memories are all still there. She's just a corpse.
Yeah, it's like,
which is really weird, because later in the episode she's like comes back all cleaned up and like actively talking, and I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
It's tonight.
Well, she has like some form of like talking interaction, but she's
it's
just
like they just stuck a fucking AI in her brain. Are we dealing with zombie Igus?
No, we're dealing with Amazon Tanaya 7.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, like, we cut over to,
the Nonomori Clinic,
Shido with,
oh, yeah, Shido and Nagase. With,
yeah. And he's just, like...
Friend eats other friend.
Yeah, like, apparently the... What was the other... Like, there's...
Taku ate Kenta.
Yeah, ate Kenta. And then, like, Kenta apparently lost his leg. And he's
foot model.
He was gonna get his motorcycle license. No, that's not gonna happen, huh?
I was thinking about that, like... Well, that really depends which leg, because, like, if his right leg's still intact, he could probably still drive a motorcycle.
No, because it'll...
And even then, he could just get one specially made for
him. Yeah, like, that's the whole
thing. Or get one of the trike motorcycles with the three wheels.
That's like if you got your left big toe cut off, like, you'd lose a lot of balance because of that one toe that you've lost.
Oh, shit. I kind of need my big toes, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You should have told me
Amanda's
that
show taught me that for some reason.
Jesus Christ.
What is she doing now?
Trying to be Lindsay Lohan.
Anyways. What's she doing now? Drugs.
Her best.
Her best.
So, yeah, like... Naga, whatever, like that. I'm just calling him Naga for the sake of it. So he's like yelling at Shido, like, because Shido's like trying to like clean up inside or whatever, like that. And he comes back and then.
Wait,
like,
you're calling Naga say Naga?
Yeah.
That's arbitrary.
Okay, Naga say whatever, yeah. It's because I forgot his name for a second. Bye-bye. So then he's like, he like kicks like the bucket over and he's just like, tell me what the fuck's going on, man. How do you know so much shit? Blah, blah, blah. What do you mean, new Amazons? And Shido's just like, I'm busy cleaning! Fuck off!
I'm cleaning really your wanted, dead really friend's blood, you asshole!
I really wanted him to look over at the guy like, hey, I was using that.
Bulkhead, I needed that!
I was busy cleaning up your dead friend's blood, asshole!
Wax on!
I need to make this apartment wax nice off. And clean for the next tenants!
Earlier, like, they were on a at a bench or something, and he, like, hands Nagase a drink, and it's just like, do you have a reason to drink this?
No, it's just...
You have a reason to come back.
Mama said life's like a box of chocolates.
Naga say for next Amazon rider.
No.
You never
life's like a box
get.
Of chocolates. You never know when your friend's gonna violently murder your other friend.
And then we get the awesome of Kazuya and Nozomi come back.
For like 15 seconds.
No,
but see them.
But we've established that like Shido's like, okay, I need to get some shit done.
We're getting the gang back together.
Yeah. No.
The band's
getting
back together.
And Fuku's going to join them as well because Fuku's like realizing that like, yeah, no, I don't belong here. And if they're gonna hunt Haruka specifically, he doesn't want to be a part of that because he likes Haruka.
The series is straight up turning into a Fast and the Furious movie.
No, it's
except with a good plot.
Ooh. Oh! Except the season actually hasn't been so amazing so far.
Hashtag fuck you, Fate and Furious. Acting good. Action sequence is good. Story was shit.
But yeah, Kazuya is looking rather spry for a man who had his hand chewed off.
Yeah.
I thought his hand got eaten.
It did.
That's what I said.
No, you said shoot off.
I chewed off! Eaten! Chewed. Same thing!
I heard shoot.
C-H-E-W, not S-H-O-O-T.
It got nooted off for all I fucking care. Okay, so, there was a little sub-scene at the Nonomori Clinic where people have been missing. Long story short, it's the elephant and mosquito Amazons.
I am Baba, king of the elephants.
I loved that. Designed for the elephant Amazon.
Although, like, before we saw the actual suit, it started to look like an anteater at first.
Yeah. Well, it's because there was, like, a tongue that came out of it.
It was, like, sucking her brains out through her ears! Ah!
Yeah. I just, like, saw...
and then when they stopped, like, it started to, like, goop out, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's...
Not quite as bad as last episode, but still pretty,
No, it was super...
I shouldn't have eaten.
It was super creepy, It was super creepy, too, because, like, like, she goes to, like, wait for an appointment or whatever like that, and she goes in, and then, like, you just see her, like, draw the curtain, and it's just covered in blood. I'm like, oh, dear. And then
can't
the doctor just has, like, a bloody apron. He's just like, all right, what's wrong with you? And to me, he looked like Asian Gilbert Gottfried.
You know what it reminded me of?
The parrot Amazon.
It reminded me of an episode from the first season of Garo, where there was the horror doctor, and where he ate the patients.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, but you were going to say something earlier?
I was going to say, yeah, and then, like, during the scene where they're both, like, I guess, eating her brain, I'm just like, I've seen enough anime to know where this is going.
I'm
going to
kick the balls.
Skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah, I like
now stuff's starting to drip out. Like I said, I knew where that was going.
I like to think that just if Gilbert Godfrey was an Amazon!
He'd be the parent Amazon. I'd like to see that, actually. I don't think that's the real...
Haruka!
I don't think that's the real President Lincoln.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie was okay.
Amazon
Iota.
That
movie was hilarious. Yeah.
He'd be Amazon Iota if you had to pick a Greek letter.
Is it thunderstorming outside?
Yeah, it's raining.
Yep.
Is it raining?
Oh, yeah.
So we get some awesome fights, including Crow destroying Mosquito in like a random wood.
Can I just say the fucking choreography that these suit actors have in the show? Mwah. Just what? So good.
Choreography, aka, you know, different camera angles.
Well, it's called fight. No, but the, like, you saw them at one point, like, locked legs with each other, and I'm like, that's fucking impressive. And, like, they're just, their movements are really quick. Like, it was really good fight choreography. I liked it.
Yeah. Gar, you can't complain about constant frame changes until you've seen all the fight scenes in Iron Fist. That's horrible.
I wonder if when they were making the show Cory in the House, they referred to it as choreography.
Get the fuck out.
Best anime, right?
I expect Johnny. You were
so high with the Lindsay Lohan joke. Now you're so low.
Dude, Gar was the one who said Lindsay Lohan. I just said drugs.
I expected Johnny to make that Cory in the House joke.
I mean, I don't like the Cory in the House jokes either, but my brain went choreography, and I'm like, I have to.
You want to know the funny thing? We actually blasted the theme song at our work yesterday, the other day.
Those poor customers.
So, Ichi, you could have said, do you think when they were filming Kyoryuger, they called it choreography?
That's good, too. Speaking of, I still got to watch Kyoryuger Brave. I'm going to do that this weekend.
Also, announcement. We're going to have another side series.
Oh.
It's going to be about Ultraman Origin Saga.
Yay!
It's going to be hosted by me and whoever wants to join.
Me.
Not me.
Is it going to be called Enter the Ultraman?
No, it's going to be it's going to be called Cast Ranger, the Origin Saga.
No!
No!
That's terrible!
We'll call it...
That's
the name is still in development.
We'll call it Ultra Origin or something.
We'll call it
Circling,
Cast Origin.
Circling the Orb.
Well, think of something.
Orb. And then for some reason, the Crow Amazon's just like, I'm going to attack Neo. And
it's because the girl who was dying, her blood dripped on Neo's helmet, and it started to... The craving set in!
Nevermore.
And then she detected his bloodlust, so she identified him as a threat.
My shorts.
Yeah, you just, like, see her, like, about to attack her, and then you just hear, it cuts outside, and you just hear, ah! And then, like, they go inside, and he's just...
Chihiro's bleeding out.
Yeah, and he's just, like, he's...
They cut back in, and he was cut back in.
He's straight up dying, and I'm just... I, like, look over each other, and I'm just like, this is a horrible protagonist.
Yeah, like, I like the Amazon Neo design, but Chihiro sucks so
far. I'm sorry. Earlier today, I watched Madagascar 2, Escape to Africa.
Oh my god, I am so looking forward to what the fuck you are thinking of.
Okay.
That Amazons reminds you of fucking Madagascar! Okay,
so basically it's like, is he...
I'm waiting with bated breath!
Okay, so basically there was a scene in the movie that made me laugh my ass off. Basically, the penguins hijack a jeep. In which they're going in reverse. There's an old lady in the back. They toss her out, like windshield's gone. She's on the ground, like, a few feet. Is she dead? She gets back up. No. Floors it towards her. In which this scene, it's like, is he, like, Chihiro, is he dead? No. Kill him.
Oh, God.
I'm not satisfied, but all right.
Is he dead? Is she dead? No.
So, we were just treated with a scene where Iu tries to murder Chihiro, and next week on Amazon, they go to an amusement park!
Like, you even see, like, Chihiro, like, cracking a smile and being all happy, and Iu's just sitting there like...
Yeah. She literally just has her hands, like, up, like, barely up at all, and I'm just...
Yeah, it's like, confirm target.
The title does, you know, say that they are going somewhere.
The title of the next episode is Quo Vadis.
Which is Latin for, where are you going?
Where are we going today?
Where are we going? I don't know. How did we get there?
Come on, let's go.
Me and you. It's a trash bag of garbage.
You mean Chihiro?
And Crow Amazon. Come on, let's see what's new. You do the things that Amazon do.
Speaking of Crow, Lane and I came up with a funny meme while we were watching the credits. So, the part that sticks out in our heads most about the theme song is just the part where it's like, whoa, 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 whoa,
eat your oats!
So we just started, like, busting out random rhymes. It's like, hey, you know who my favorite Amazon is? Crow!
Hey, you know what my favorite animes is? Jojo!
That one fits. That works.
Oh, what else? There are more.
Who's your favorite character on The Simpsons?
And yes, Noble, we also thought of Bobo.
Yeah. Well, what's my favorite anime? Bobo! Anyways, yeah, so.
What else is there?
You know who my favorite Transformer is? Blur. Just a complete non sequitur to the entire
fucking
show.
Fucking Killjoy!
I actually saw a Blur figure today. I was shocked.
I still want my cut masterpiece.
Yeah, all the Walmarts by me have them, so I picked one up the other day.
R.I.D. or Titans Return?
Titans.
Every time I see obscene gore in the show, no.
Damn it.
No. I know who Gar's favorite character in Force Awakens is.
God damn it.
Po. Damn it, Ron!
Oh, there's gotta be one that I can think of.
Hey, can you pass me that thing? How do you want me to pass it to you? Throw!
You want to know what my favorite movie so far?
I like how we have our own version of the Grumps cry.
That's exactly what I said!
You want to know what my favorite movie so far was in March?
No!
Logan! No, it doesn't work, damn it.
No.
Anyways,
you get the joke. If you come up with your own, post them in the comments.
You know what the worst Kamen Rider is?
Fuck you!
I was gonna do Ghost.
Damn it!
Nice.
Yeah, someone made a funny picture comparison of comparing.
Why do they keep making Rider out of things?
Ghost is just a bag of trash.
That's
mean. Yup. No.
That's so mean.
Ghost was garbage.
It's mean because it's accurate.
Yep.
That's mean.
It's funny because it's true.
Gar's the ghost lover in the group.
I love ghosts.
I guess that makes him a necrophile.
What
the fuck was that?
What, so you like fucking corpses?
He's gonna be loading soon.
Loading.
They're gonna make him blah blah blah.
So, hey guys.
All right, I think we've had enough. It's time for us
go. Gusto.
Thanks for watching our show.
All right.
They'll never die. Heroes never die.
Okay,
no.
Okay, you're ruining it.
Yeah, you are.
All right, we love you all. Castranger.podbean.com for the primary source of our hijinks. Check out the Facebook group RS Castranger, where mostly me these days, and Dave, we post a bunch of funny shit, including my screenshots from Persona 5, because I named my Phantom Thieves group Castranger, and it's funny.
And yeah, we'll be talking about the Origin Saga, because it's now subbed. Details on
later. Still gotta send me a link to that.
I will send you the links.
There you go.
My dick.
That was dramatic for no reason.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It had to be long.
Tweet us at Ixie Studios and please check out our Patreon and our Discord server is now open for public consumption. Hooray!
Bye!
Bye!
See you later!